Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When Bill keeps somebody like Joe Judge around, this is the issue. The 781 text on the Subaru of New England text line says, it's clear that Bill can no longer coach in this league, and he's become a liability for Robert Kraft.
Oh,
I don't think it's that he can't coach in this league. I think that there is some truth to these players don't hold him to a higher ground, put him on a pedestal, because, yeah, it's great, the dynasty that he had, but what can he do for them right now? And that's where he's losing these players. They don't care about the past, and Bill has always been the first to say, oh, I don't care about what happened last season. Right. I care about what's ahead of us. But these players don't respect him in the way that they used to.
But I think maybe in the case of this texter, and they would have to call to clarify, but I think they're saying that some of the things that Bill used to do that were a competitive advantage for him, like, you know, not sticking to a four-hour-a-day required attendance time, asking guys to be there for an extra half an hour, pushing the rule, this rule here a little bit or that rule there a little bit, is no longer an advantage that he can use because players are going to go and narc him out to the Players Association, or at least they're going to object to it.
It's not one thing from my perspective, Greg. It's not simply Joe Judge. It's Devin McCourty on that podcast months ago saying Steven walked into the meeting and said, I just found out I'm coaching safeties. I have no idea what I'm doing. Or it's Brian Belichick on the staff. Or it's the players who were taught and brainwashed to believe that this was the only way you win. And then in his first year, the quarterback goes to Tampa, the losingest franchise in professional sports history, and wins a Super Bowl a different way. So all of these things come together to prove a point that unless you have footy pajamas on, like James, you can see that this is not heading in any direction to a championship.
But do you think Robert Kraft or Jonathan or whoever's running the day-to-day thinks he's a liability? Greatest coach in the history of the NFL is a liability.
No, they just are trying to reallocate blame, which is why at the end of the owners' meetings, Bob Kraft wants some buzz around his team, smart guy, says to the media that Meek Mill told me Lamar Jackson wants to come here. Wiggy being correct that hurts your coach and your quarterback, but the owner was more concerned about how he was being perceived by acting like, no, all these talks about me not spending money, I want the most expensive quarterback out there.
See, I think that there's a good portion of today's players that just can't relate to Bill Belichick's coaching style. I don't think it has anything to do with his coaching staff or anything like that. Because, listen, when Josh McDaniels was there, he was basically picking up donuts and holding cards and cleaning cleats. But when he became the offensive guy, players respected the coach
right, he
differently.
Paid his dues.
Now I think players come into the league and the mindset is completely.
How do you not, if you're playing in the NFL and you're 25 years old,
right,
and you know exactly what Bill Belichick has accomplished?
They don't. See, that's the difference. They don't know.
How?
Because these players are not, their mindset, like, they're not going home and watching film and watching old football highlights, and they don't really like that, doesn't intrigue them no more. So the new players are now on Twitch gaming, doing other things, which I get it, but that to them is irrelevant, right? It's irrelevant. So it's like when I took the job at Brockton, these kids don't know who Armand Colombo are. They don't care about that kind of stuff. They only know what happened in the last year or two. That's all they can. So when they come in, they don't know about Bill. Yeah, they don't know about Bill Belichick and his six championships. They're like, whatever. Andy Reid won it last year.
You're nuts. You're nuts. That,
but that's the way it is.
It is the way it is.
That is the way it is with these players. Some of these players, you go, oh, you know who Lawrence Taylor is? They're like, who's that?
Okay, I get that. But if you're drafted by the New England Patriots, you know who Bill Belichick is.
You might know who he is, but they're like, I don't care. Like, if I watch, I bet you some of these, like a lot of these dudes, they might have just turned the Super Bowl on when they were in college just because they were at a frat party and it happened to be on the television.
It's not a destination anymore. That's what he's trying to say.
But these players are not like that. You're right, Courtney. No matter where they go.
When they get drafted, they're not saying, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm going to play for Bill Belichick in the New England Patriots. It's not like that anymore.
But don't these kids – I understand the NIL's been introduced, but don't these same kids go play for – you know, go to Alabama to play for Nick Saban or go to Georgia to play for Kirby Smart?
No, they go there because they know that's the easiest way for them to get to the NFL.
But why? Because the coach is there.
Because the players that have come before – they
right,
can't,
who brought those players there?
But Curtis, it's not about Kirby. It's about – Alabama,
the flash.
It's about Georgia going, guess what? We had four guys go in the first round. I'm a D lineman. We have four D linemen going in the first round. I'm going to Georgia.
It's about which locker room has the coolest stuff, who has the barber shops, who has outdoor facilities.
Right. Is that why BC sucks? We have none of those things?
Correct.
Yeah, because if Kirby left to go to the NFL this year, Georgia's still going to get a ridiculous recruiting class.
But that'll wane over a period of time.
But it's not about Kirby. That's the thing. It's about the
brand.
Then why
the
do they pay them $13 million a year if it's not about them?
No, because the coaches are doing a great job. I'm not taking anything away
from them. If Saban left Alabama today, they would not be the top recruiting class next year.
They would still be because the next guy would come in and they'd still do with the same things they do.
So unless you're Sean McVay, millennial feel-good Sean McVay.
Right.
You don't. Guys don't want to play for you in the NFL.
Zach Taylor.
If you're a guy who's going to dare to make somebody stick around for an extra half an hour, and it's not clearly stated in the schedule that you were sent when it comes to OTAs,
right,
then you're pissed off.
Do you think Andy Reid's got those guys sticking around? He's kind of morphed into, I'm trying to be more related. And granted, he has Patrick Mahomes, but these kids, they don't care. They don't
but
know.
But, Wiggy, that's the whole thing. Right now, and it's not me saying this because of the quarterback that used to be here, the NFL is geared so if you have a great quarterback, you're going to be a great team.
Right. No, I get that.
So everything else, like if you have Mahomes, no matter what, you can lose Tyreek Hill, maybe the most explosive player in the last 10 years in the NFL, and you win a Super Bowl scoring 38 points against one of the best defenses in the NFL. That's how the NFL has been geared. And without a quarterback, and when your team, the entire offseason, does everything it can to cut him out at his knees – being Mac Jones, I just don't understand any of it.
I get that, but it's like the same thing. It's in like this in all sports, and we've had this conversation before, you know, a few years ago, and it's kind of similar, like David Price ripping Eckersley, and people going, well, doesn't he know who Eckersley is? He don't care.
Yeah, like, that was still a douche move.
No, I'm not saying it wasn't, but they don't care. Like, they do not care about Bill Belichick and what Bill Belichick was and who Bill Belichick coached, Tom Brady. They can care less about that.
So you're saying Greg shouldn't bring his Marconi to Fagawi this
weekend? No.
I just don't. When it comes, like, when it comes to cheating, this is the most nothing burger of a thing I've ever heard. And some people like that texter or others are like, oh, or Shime. Like, oh, Bill's, he's lost a step. He's lost a little something on his fast. He needs to get control of the organization.
I agree in that it's like the cheating is a nothing burger, but I think the reason you got caught is very important because there's clearly some kind of divide. It's the players are snitching because they don't like Joe Judge, or because maybe Wiggy's right and it's because of just the generation, or whatever it is. Like, Joe Judge clearly is causing chaos within the Patriots locker room. I think we all agree on that on some level.
Right.
Like, it's clear and evident that a lot of players do not like him. And I think that is the underlying issue
and
with
it might,
this. It's not the cheating. I don't give a crap. I couldn't give two flying craps about them staying 20 minutes late or not.
It used to be an advantage for Bill. Everybody loved it.
But you know what the difference
is? Everybody, he pushes the barrier.
Here's what it is, Greg. Even whether it's Joe Judge or whatever coach, it might be the coaching style. Maybe Joe Judge is is yelling and screaming.
He's
like
abrasive.
There was a guy out there, he's a Giants fan, and he asked me, "Who's a better coach, Parcells or Belichick?" Right, and so because I played for both of them, Parcells was in your face talking trash. Like, so a lot of these players, they wouldn't be able to play for a guy like that. And maybe we talk about it with Billy O'Brien. How are some of these guys going to react when Billy O'Brien is screaming and yelling at them and MFing them up and down the sideline?
Are they playing in the NFL, or are they timid church mice?
But Greg, I tell you all the time, it's the new athlete. We see it in all sports. We talk about it in basketball with Tatum and Brown. You really think Tatum and Brown look up to the rafters and go, "Oh, this bird, this one"? Like, that's not appealing to them.
I think Tatum and Brown, that was before the real big swing. I think the last 2 years have been the difference of players coming into different leagues and not caring
about
the
But I'm just saying, like, you.
I think Wiggy's right. Like, Tatum cares about all pros and MVPs.
No, yeah, but I think Tatum cares about who came before him.
No, they don't, because
I do.
You see these guys going after Charles Barkley. They're like, "Who the hell is he?" Like, you know, like, they don't like Charles Barkley's a great player. They're like, "Well, he played a long time ago." So the mindset of the younger player nowadays, it's not about, "Oh, look at all the, you know, look at all the legends we had come through here."
Nobody cares about the history.
I will say this, Wiggy, a point that will add to yours is that everyone that's playing right now for the Patriots, all the recently drafted guys, lived in an era where the decision happened, where free agency was pervasive across all sports, where nobody really – Derek Jeter is a standalone. You know, 99% of the greatest players of all time, Joe Montana, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Wayne Gretzky, up and down every sport, have been moving. And there is very little loyalty to one organization. And now with NIL, there's no loyalty to the college you recruited to.
Right.
You're going from college to college to college before you even get to the NFL. So the thought that they want to get their number retired out of place is...
Yeah, and players only, they just like, I'm trying to get that bag.
Right. They care about the supermaxes. They care about the dollar signs.
Yeah, I'm trying to get that bag. I'm trying to get that bag. But that, Greg, that's why we always have this conversation with Shime and Courtney about millennials and extra work. And I know we might bust their balls a little bit, but that is the mindset. So they
You hate that, though?
Listen, I don't like it.
Don't you hate that somebody is complaining because they wanted them to work an extra half an hour?
Greg's going 2 minutes late right here.
I get it. I get it. But that is the way, because of social media, because of all these things, like, because of all, you know, whether it's the woke culture or the sensitive culture, like, you can't yell at kids no more. So when they're not getting yelled at as young players, and then they get up to become professional athletes who are making $25 million, like, Mac Jones is like,
"Yeah, don't yell at me. Yeah.
What are you yelling at me for?"
Yeah.
You know, and like, and Greg, how did...
That's why I never understood why Greg loved Mac so much.
Yeah.
I don't either.
Still confusing. It'll come out one day.
He really likes that island.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.